This is your News Minute on the Cherokee Tribune Ledger, brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. Today is Wednesday, October the 13th, and I'm Matt Golden. The first day of early voting in Cherokee County saw just 151 residents cast their ballots, according to the county's elections office. The Cherokee County Elections and Voter Registration reported 60 of the 151 ballots were from Canton residents. Just 3 Ball Ground residents have voted in their municipal election. The Elections Warehouse, formerly the headquarters of the Elections Office on Main Street in Canton, saw the most turnout with 83 voters Tuesday, according to a Cherokee Elections report. 39 voters showed up to the county's Bluffs administration and 29 voted in the South Annex in Woodstock. On the ballot, Cherokee County voters were asked whether they approved the local school system's education special purpose local option sales tax for another 5 years. The $290 million 2023 through 2027 Ed Sploss, if voters approve it, will include replacement schools and other capital projects. In Ball Ground, residents have multiple candidates for 3 city council seats on the ballot, Post 3, Post 4, and Post 5. 5 candidates qualified for Post 3, Vicki Benefield, Daryl McNeil, Mark Popham, Corey Cooper, and Adam Humphreys. In Post 4, incumbent John Byrd is running against Christine Rogers. In Post 5, 3 candidates are running, Charles Jenkins, Dennis Nelson, and Ben Riley. In Canton, residents are being asked to vote on whether to allow liquor package sales in city limits. There are also 3 city council candidates, all unopposed, on the ballot: incumbents Sandra McGrew and Will Carlin and Dwayne Waterman. For more on the elections, please go to TribuneLedgerNews.com. For the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, I'm Matt Golden. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Ask to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.